come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, and indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Cole might roll in if we wait. Have the approval of the agenda. Mr. Baker, do you have any changes?
Yes, I have one recommended change, and that is to delete the third item under myself, county attorney recommendation.
Does council have any other changes? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Second.
A motion and a second to approve as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Reading of the, approval of the minutes from the April 21st meeting. They were in your packet. If there are no changes by council, I'll declare those minutes approved. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Griffin, have you any today?
I just have one thank you note from the Indian River Baseball Boosters. To Councilman Cole, Phillips, Wilson, thank you for your kind donation. We can appreciate your continued support. Your donation really makes an impact to our organization. That's all I have.
Thank you very much. Does council have any correspondence they'd like to read? Hearing none, we'll move on to Mr. Baker, the county administrator, for his report.
Thank you. The first item is the League of Women Voters of Sussex County presentation of They Represent You booklets. And with us, we have a number of ladies from the League of Women Voters. And I think Ms. Esther Shelton, president, I believe, is going to address the council.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. Come on up, Mrs. Jones. And
Ms. Deaver, gentlemen, we would like to thank the County Council very much for making it possible for us to publish this They Represent You for the umpteenth year. I've lost track of how long you've been doing this and how long we've been doing it. Even though we don't always see eye to eye on various issues, we want you to know that we truly appreciate your financial support in this. And we think you realize, as we do, that it's important for your constituency and for all the citizens of Sussex County. It's a nice piece of information. We're delighted to publish, and we're delighted you keep helping us. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your hard work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. The next item is Caroline on the Circle Food Drive Recognition.
Mr. Baker, just a minute.
I'm sorry.
Want a picture? Sure. Good idea. Want the whole council?
Come on, guys.
And girls.
Guys and gals.
That's right.
Drive George Cole
crazy.
Thank
you, sir. You're a gentleman.
Can we have you come in front of the podium on the side?
In front. He said photographer wants us in front.
Get up here. Am I blocking anybody?
Everybody take a step forward.
Yeah. Next item is Caroline on the Circle Food Drive, and we have representatives from a number of organizations here today who were a major help in the county receiving 26,770 food items for the annual food drive that we held for needy families in Sussex County. There are a number of, I'll just mention a number of county employees and staff and that did help with this who are not here today. Frank Shade is here, and Susan Wise were the co-chairmen. Doug Stokely, Chip Guy, Ira and Shirley Hitchens, Buddy Ward, Dale McDowell, and all county employees donated about 1,300 food items. Also helped with the program, Georgetown Police Department, Georgetown Fire Company, the Ladies Auxiliary, Mid-South Audio, Kevin Short, Cat Country, the Sussex Countyan, and Dave Wilson from Wilson's Auction. But what we'd like to do today is recognize some of the organizations that did help, did participate in this and helped us obtain all these different food items. And maybe if Mr. Shade could come up. And the first group is from Benjamin Banneker Elementary School in Milford. And yeah, we have some plaques. I don't know if maybe Mr. Phillips or the council would like to help hand them out.
He's coming.
We have
he's on the way.
We have some students here also.
That's in Milford. I think I should be there.
Yes, you should.
I think that's my district.
There you go. Get out there.
Milford.
You both bring it out there.
This is Vicki Hudson, Sandy Baker, and Sandy Socek from Benjamin Banneker and students.
Is everybody very good? Accept that? Here's some.
Thank you.
Thank you. Certificates of appreciation.
Thank
should
you.
They go out?
Yes.
Good. That can be yours.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And
thank
does everybody you. Want to kind of get in here for a picture?
Yes. Mr. President, if you would mind holding the plaque again, handing that off to the other members of council. Frank, you want to join in as well?
In the picture, Frank.
Okay, I have to do two cameras, so
you're in my district.
Susie Webb,
this is good for you. Good experience.
I'll get you a picture.
Yeah. For pension, I'm going to get down there and get my picture taken.
Go ahead.
That's an excellent idea.
I'm the first woman elected to the council.
It's awesome.
Ho.
Yeah.
You wish.
My 13 years plus.
You wish.
You can offer that. It's a special.
Why don't we just take 13? He's got plenty. Take 13 from Lawrence.
Thank you very much.
He's got plenty of you.
Let's go ahead and
he didn't have that many.
Got a few of them. The next, we have I don't think we have any representatives here from Long Neck Elementary School, do we? Or okay. And Howard T. Ennis School and Georgetown Middle School.
That's you.
This is Mr. Mike Williams with Georgetown Middle School.
Same district, there you go.
But it's countywide.
Like Sam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of your other bosses, my son.
Yep.
You jump there, Frank.
Central Middle School, right?
Photo op. Yeah. Never miss photo.
That's right. Smile a lot.
You're right up on top of it, aren't you? People.
I thought you should be telling.
Seabrook's coming up.
Hey, Mike. Frank's getting in there. You should.
Oh, that's all right. It'll be a pumpkin chunky picture for him.
Hey, easy on the pumpkin chunky.
Thank you.
Yeah. Where do you hear the news about?
Okay, and then we have Lester Realty and Georgetown Elementary School. This is Mr. Neil Strong.
From Milton?
Georgetown
oh,
Elementary
yeah.
School.
Where's they at there, Joe McPelly?
Georgetown Elementary.
Oh, yeah. Darn, Georgetown.
Darn. You come up.
Let's say him. Sam needs it. Publicity.
Cautious.
Oh, why not?
Spell cautious.
Joan, get in there.
You mean I'm going to share it with you? You got backers.
What? That's why we like you.
Thank you.
One more.
One more.
Dave.
Didn't break the agenda.
And then Fuqua and Yuri, attorneys, and Selbyville Middle School with Ms. Diane Simmons and students.
There you go.
Selbyville.
Because I think they can.
Selbyville.
To the camp.
Oh. Where's Mr. Cole?
Oh, where is George?
You don't know where George is? You call him sick?
I need one more, Mr.
Call him sick today. Darn, I needed his phone.
In here, we'll get a picture.
Selbyville Middle School.
Ma'am?
I'm gonna stay behind this guy. I feel safe. You down to one camera now?
Okay, and then Southern Delaware School of the Arts. Ms. Libby Stevenson and students.
Here they come. Seaford. Here they come, Seaford.
George.
It's me?
They're in Selbyville.
They're in Selbyville, aren't they?
Selbyville.
It's you.
Oh, Selbyville?
Fans.
Oh, okay. Starts with an S. No, it's not quite.
You're the leader.
Selbyville School for the Arts. That's wonderful.
No, go ahead, you help yourself.
Mayor's.
Must be mayor.
And then next is Milton Elementary School.
Yeah, there you go.
With Scott Pearson and students.
Here we go, here coming.
Milton Elementary, here they come.
Now I know, for sure that's with me.
You sure George sound right?
Crossing, right.
I'm glad
they contributed 1,000 items.
What's your name?
Mm-hmm.
No, you wobbled. Called him. He knows it's Tuesday afternoon, doesn't it?
He was there at 10 this morning.
There'll be no campaign down there, Joe.
He was what?
I bet he forgot.
No, he didn't think we'd tell him. I know better than that.
H.O. Brittingham Elementary School and Beacon Middle School. I don't think we have representatives here today.
H.O.
H.O. Brittingham, I don't think anybody's here. Okay. First State Manufactured Housing Association, Pat's Aircraft, North Georgetown Elementary School, Mr. Jim Hudson, and Ms. Kathy Schau. 1,675 items. They're regulars here every year.
They're not here. Okay. Yeah, they're not here. No, like Pat's.
They were the third highest. In fact, they were the highest school.
They were the highest school?
Yeah.
This is somebody else there.
Not them.
They can't meet that far away.
North George.
No, these are not us. That's not us.
This is North Georgetown. I'm going to put my glass on, I guess, Jim, so we get the right job done.
There we go.
No.
You know the answer to that. My stomach will tell you about 9 o'clock what my answer is to that question.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You packed. Packed ham and cheese sandwiches. What I packed.
Pumpkin chunking.
And, with some fruit in a bag of
Frank
chips.
There, are you the representative,
you
Frank, for pumpkin chunking and Seaford Harley Davidson?
Yeah.
4,500 items.
Oh, at your meetings?
If I get to stand in here twice this time?
Yeah, you get one on one hand and this one on the other. This. I can't get your hand.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
You don't even get a glass of water.
No, we don't. Did you buy your own the hell?
Uncle Chuck, Mr. Bridgeville. Yeah.
I was concerned, but man, since you were here at 10 o'clock, I started 10 o'clock this morning.
I got squeezed on my district.
Go ahead. You're down.
Uncle Chuck's my district.
Our biggest contributor was the Delaware Manufactured Homeowners Association, and we have the president of that organization, Mr. Ed Sprawl, here today. And they donated 6,000 items, and they have kept this up as an ongoing through-the-year function.
Because I got time perfectly to get here. You know,
oh, I see.
Yes, it is.
That's why she wore one.
Yes.
We would like to.
You're gonna be a photo op.
We would like to thank everyone for the efforts and give them a round of applause. And then the next item I have is the county administrator's report. On May 15th at 10:30 a.m., a reopening ceremony will be held at the South Coastal Library. Attached is information regarding the function. 911 Awareness Day, May 7th. 911 Awareness Day will occur on May 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. outside the Sussex County Emergency Operations Center. This is a day for safety education with displays and activities from the state police, fire companies, paramedics, the co-op, State Fire School, DEMA, DENREC, etc. Between 600 and 700 school children are anticipated for the program. Donations have been received for lunch from H.C. Davis Company, BJ's Wholesale, McDonald's, and Edie's Ice Cream. Next is the National Emergency Medical Service Memorial Bike Ride will occur on May 18th. Bike riders will begin in Tinicum, Pennsylvania, just outside Philadelphia, and end in Georgetown. A brief ceremony will be held on the circle in Georgetown at approximately 5:30 p.m., followed by a cookout for bike riders at the EMS office at the West Complex. Attached is a copy of the Delaware State Police report for the month of March. As per the report, 3,820 complaints were handled in Sussex County, including 1,338 criminal arrests and 3,084 traffic arrests.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. Any questions for Mr. Baker?
That bicycle got a motor on it, or is it one you got to pedal?
I think they have to pedal them.
Oh, I'm not the enemy.
Very good. Ms. Webb, the finance director with the pension committee report.
Thank you. Last time we talked about the pension, you had asked me to take to the committee the chore of rebalancing, and we were discussing 60-40 split or a 40-40 split, so I'm just back to report on that. The pension committee did meet on April 23rd to discuss rebalancing. The minutes were included with your packet of that meeting on Friday. At your seat is the investment review as of March 31st and the value of our assets and some information on what's called the Vanguard 500 Index Fund and something out of the newspaper on the title, out of the news journal, S&P Loss, a little article to read. You might have even seen it. It was in today's paper. Our current allocation mix right now, which is attached to the back of the pension fund return analysis, is even lower than it was before as the stocks eroded some. The fiscal 09 has not been as near as bad. Of course, it's only first quarter ended, but near as bad as 08. And there's some hopes that some of the things are starting to turn around. But we are at a 43% equity value. This is not, this is very low for us. Our investment policy is 70%, 70-30, and we need to try to migrate a little higher, even back to 50-50%, the pension committee feels. This would be about if moving a little over $900,000 of fixed income into equity to get to a 50-50 allocation. And you might say, well, why do we need to go, you know, if it's still very volatile, why do we need to go there? Why can't we just sit right where we're at? Well, that is an option. We could do that. But we need to realize we slowly need to get back to our goal of our investment policy that is made for our pension plan over the long run of our pension plan. It has been proven over the long run to add value to your portfolio when you set a plan and you try to follow it. It's very disciplined, and it takes a human element out of reacting quickly or emotionally to the market with the stop-go, you know, and we don't make decisions like that. We have a pension committee, we have a plan, and our framework is very slow. And this is exactly how it should be when we're held accountable for public funds. So the fact that we have a plan and need to try to get back to that base is what we need to do, and the pension committee had an idea on that. And one of the ideas is to look at moving back to a 50-50 allocation mix, which, mind you, is lower than the 70-30 of our plan, using the Vanguard 500 index, which is this piece of information that you have there. This 500 index, which we can stipulate under the Vanguard investment, which we already have some investments in Vanguard, we can put it in Vanguard, and it attempts to attract the Standard & Poor 500 index. It duplicates the performance of the market, which is the top 500 largest companies. So it goes with the market. As the market goes up, this index goes up. On this piece of information, the objectives of this index fund meet our objectives. Tracks the performance of the benchmark index and measures the investment return of large cap stocks. It is a strategy, and it is the expense ratio is very low. It is for investors seeking a long-term investment horizon over 5 years. That's basically us. If you turn to the second page, because I could go on forever, but on the second page, it lists the fund profile of the top holding stocks in this fund, being the consumer staples, energy, healthcare, and IT, which they feel that's the bulk of what's going to take off right now, and then the 10 largest holdings underneath there. And it is, after discussion with the pension committee, we felt the best way to start moving towards back to our goal, since we're at 43% equity allocation and our investment plan is 70-30, that perhaps would be the time to get up to 50-50 by opening up Vanguard 500 index fund with approximately $900,000, which will get us to the 50-50. Now, mind you, I still have staggered CDs, very conservative, that will be coming due quarterly, and that money we've just been renewing. We haven't pulled the CDs, used the cash for anything other than renewing CDs. In the Wilmington Trust account, there is money available that I can get quickly where I'm not taking any losses on selling any bonds. So I wouldn't want to do it if I wouldn't want to pull money from one place if I was going to take a loss. I would just let it sit till it was coming due. So it's available to do this if we were interested. That's where we kind of stand. And that was the pension committee's recommendation, to get up to a 50-50 allocation and move slowly in this fiscal year towards our pension investment goals.
Any questions for Ms. Webb?
I don't know if David Baker sits on the committee, if he wants to add to what he felt the feelings of the pension committee.
Yeah, I think, and also the committee recognized that if the council wanted to take a little bit more conservative approach, we could continue pretty much where we're at in terms of our investments and not draw money out of fixed income bonds and invest it in the equity market and the stock market. So that was actually part of their motion that if they...
I guess my only question would be, is it wise for us to be making these decisions on five-week-old information in light of the volatility that the market has experienced in the last couple months? I mean, this 43% is as of March 31st. Today's May 5th. The market has trended up significantly over the last 5 weeks. Do you have an up-to-date figure on this?
Well, I don't have April statements.
Well, the S&P right now is
It's a
wash right now. It's caught up to where it was.
I mean, we may be at 50-50 today with
right.
five-week-old information
point.
In front
with
of us. We just don't
value.
Know.
We could.
With the increased value of the equities is what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. On its own. Without, yeah.
Yeah, but the amount invested would not be 50-50.
Would you be able to get that April statement for next week's meeting? Maybe it would be appropriate to look at it.
What's the date? I probably...
Can you download it? I almost think
yeah, I'm sure I could get information for the 12th if you wanted to sit back and wait a week. I mean, obviously, it is a long-term, long-run thing. A week's not.
Is there any objection from the council to maybe put this on at our next meeting with some more current data? If there's no objection, Mr. Baker, is that all right?
Sure. Yeah, that's okay. Fine. I mean, sometimes, Mrs. Webb's defense, I know it's difficult to obtain the breakdown information from the state because they have to revalue the the investments. But we should be able to
have
a pretty good idea.
I should have everybody else but the state.
Right, whom we can trust and the others.
Normally in the first 15 days, but like, you know, Vanguard, I can call and get with a phone call, and it shouldn't be a problem. And if it is, we'll just go another week then. I mean, I know what you're saying. The timelier, the better.
Great.
Well, if we had that information, what would it do? What good is it to us? I mean,
well,
are we going to plan on making a turn at that point? Or
Mr. Phillips's point would be that it could come up to the 50-50 allocation or even closer on its own as the stock values rise, and then if you wanted to get to the 50-50, I would be using less funds or
I understand what we're trying to get at, but how are we going to act when we get this information? That's my point.
It would be a matter of us actually taking cash out of our CDs and other cash accounts and buying more stocks to create a 50-50 split between stocks and cash, which is the recommendation of the pension committee. The fact that equities have increased in value in the last few weeks could actually have brought us to that 50-50 balance without any action on the part of council. I personally would just assume keep things like they are. I don't, with the market being so volatile, I'm a little hesitant to be pulling money out of our CDs and fixed income accounts and putting them in what could be considered a risky investment in the stock market today.
I mean, do we have any other, I mean, when we have this little committee, mm-hmm. do we have any, like, maybe outside help? Like, we have consultants for everything else. Do we have any, not that I don't trust you two, but I'm
No, and you're actually a very good point, and I'm glad you made it. We're in negotiations with our consultant trying to get the contract just right, and, of course, save money. Prices a
well, I mean, we do
arguing
we,
factor.
We get outside help for insurance.
I can't get the person, the consultant in here.
And everything. You know, we ought to. This is so important. We ought to be getting maybe.
I agree.
So we
another
have
another
on
point
our
of
own.
View.
No, that's not true. Right now we're negotiating a contract to try to get the best price, and we've been going back and forth and back and forth, and I think we've kind of got it down.
Our consultant put together a plan,
mm-hmm.
and this was. Maybe 6 months ago, or 3 or 4 months ago, I guess. And the plan recommended that we go, maybe it was a little longer than that. He recommended
yeah.
we go to 70% equity and 30% fixed income.
And that was before the crash.
That
I don't
right
know if that's the
crash.
Best consultant
yeah.
for us to be using in light of history.
Well, I don't think anybody saw that.
But we were fully funded. You got it. There's a lot of considerations to that 70-30 split.
Right, and if you looked at things historically, like Mrs. Webb said, you know, on with a long-term view, you're up and down, you're up and down, a lot of volatility, but typically, and if you, with stocks, you have a higher return than fixed income, typically, but not in the last year, obviously.
But we should be protecting our, you know, our capital, and that maybe should be a strategy, and just that, protecting.
And that was a point that the committee talked about and made and thought was very important, that we're a public entity, we deal with tax dollars, and it's not, you know, we have a fiduciary responsibility.
Hence the contribution in 08. We protected it all. It's in CDs. We didn't even put it in the market.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I mean, maybe that's a good strategy.
And that's exactly what we did.
Just protect it.
Okay, without objection, we will plan on getting some current numbers next week and finish up this discussion. Mr. Godwin, are you...
That would be me.
Yes, good.
Just let me get one.
How's he doing?
He's in Dover.
All right, law enforcement grant. Only one today, and that's for the town of Frankfort. They wish to draw down $8,920.70 on their local law enforcement grant, and they want to use those funds for a television, office furniture for their police department, including workstation storage units, cabinets, etc., and security alarm system in their police department. They have not drawn down any of their $25,000 that's available to them for fiscal 2009 yet.
Ms. Webb, how does a television protect the public?
Well, they plan on putting the television into their police office, which so it would be in their police department. I'm sure as news breaks or if they're training exercises, it does have a, it's not a big one, 22-inch with a DVD player. And you could defer on it, and I could get further information.
In your opinion, this request does qualify?
Yes. We've bought computers that, you know, I think having a TV in a police station and in their police department's probably as justified as any other piece of equipment. I'm sure
it's got a DVD player, and so it's probably going to be for training, that kind of stuff.
Training, if something's happening on the news and they need to have, the chief needs to have access to a public event that's happening, you know.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve that request?
I need a radio in the car.
Is there a motion to approve that request?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second to approve the request as read by Ms. Webb. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next item is Mike Izzo, our county engineer.